Well, one of our listeners, we did get one, let's see, a young lady by the name of, calls herself Socks, from Kansas City, Missouri. She sends me a note here. She says, tell him I think it's cute.
What, the Tennessee Ska?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is cute.
You see, you got all these female fans.
Yeah, well, you know, it's cute. It's fun. And we were all fun. Everything was fun.
Well, listen, we had a lot of fun tonight, that's for sure. I mean, you know, you can relate to what I'm going to say. You know, I was, you know, I mean, I'm born in 1954, so when your show, when I was watching your show on WPIX out of New York, I guess I was about, what, 12 or 13 years old? And, you know.
Younger.
What's that?
Probably younger. You know, we had 9-year-olds. I get emails, they say, I watched your show when I was 9 years old. And they tell me everything that I did.
Yeah, I'm talking about myself, though.
Yeah.
I was about 12 or 13. And, you know, of course, I was a radio disc jockey at that time. I had WDAV. I was the head disc jockey there. It was my walkie-talkie, Channel 14. And, you know, I had about 2 listeners in about a 1-block range. You know, but, of course, I'd watched the show, and I loved all the bands. Like I said, I was a 12-year-old kid who actually had a subscription at the time to Billboard magazine. So you have some idea of what kind of a nut I was. And, you know, I was a record librarian for the local radio station, and my pay was the records that they, you know, all the extra promo copies that they had. So that's the kind of guy that I happen to be, Lloyd. But for me, this was a great thrill, not only to have you on the show, but all of your friends who called in, the Howard Kalins, the Diane Renee, Tommy James, Bob Miranda from The Happenings, Johnny Madera from The Spokesman. I'm probably missing somebody. Howard Kalin, I think I mentioned, from The Turtles. And, you know, so this is a big night for me. I know I didn't play a lot of records, and I apologize to the listeners out there that said, we just want to hear the records. So what if Lloyd Thaxton's on the show?
You know what you tell people who just want to hear the records? You just tell them to go program their iPods.
There you go.
That's not radio.
You know, I got to tell you, you'll get a kick out of this. When we get off the air tonight, I want you to do something. I want you to go back to eBay and check to see what the price is on that Knickerbocker record. You know what you'll see?
No.
It's gone. I bought it.
Oh, really?
About 10 minutes ago, right after you told me, I went to the computer and bought it.
You're kidding.
No. You check it. You'll see what I'm talking about. It was a buy it now for like $200. And the way you described it sounded so really cool. I never heard of that kind of a record. I don't know if it's any good or not, but you know what? I bought myself a $200 souvenir of a cool record. So, Rock Hudson, you know what? Step aside.
Yeah, you know what? You're gonna find it really kind of fascinating because inside it has what it is a party lip sync album, and it based on the fact that you would sit there and you put the needle down and you have no idea what record is going to start. And a different one will play because the grooves are all intermeshed into this thing.
But the band playing on the record is actually the Knickerbockers?
The band is the Knickerbockers, and they have a guest singer, a girl singer for girl records, you know, so girls can lip sync. And then they have ones on there where it goes out and all is, it's the track and the person has to sing along. And not lip sync.
Well, the next time you come on the air, we'll play a track or two and you can lip sync.
Yeah, well,
we'll have some listeners call up and they can lip sync as well.
Yeah, you gotcha. I'm glad they finally sold that thing. But you know what? Tomorrow, probably another one will pop up.
Yeah, it could be. You know, you gave me a thought too. Maybe the next time I actually have a phone number for Billy Dalton. Do you know who Billy Dalton is? He's the leader of the Knickerbockers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Billy's out in Chicago.
Well, we have a phone number to call him up. And
should we wake him up?
Call him and tell him that...
I'll call him now, only if you do the talking.
All right.
Who's calling me at 3 o'clock? Oh, it's me, Lloyd Thaxton. If I say Dave the Rave, I'm in trouble.
All right.
But Lloyd Thaxton, what, you want me to do that?
Sure.
Right now?
Why not?
All right. You're doing the talking, though. Hold on a second here.
First name?
Billy Dalton.
Billy.
Yeah, let me see here. Hold on a second here. Of course, we'll wake up the family, but let's take a look over here. Now, if it turns out that the number's been changed or whatever, then we'll just apologize. Right, this is definitely a radio moment.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second here. Let's take a look here. Got to pick up the phone for a second so people can't hold on a second here. And dialing the number, folks, here. I forgot that as I'm looking at the number over here, you people are hearing dead air. So let me see. This is crazy. We are really going to make somebody upset over here. Okay, hang on, folks. I forgot to dial a one over here. Lloyd? Yeah, I forgot to dial a one here.
Huh?
I got to do this again. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let's see. What do we do here? What do we do? Hold on, folks. This is crazy, but let's see here. You are there. Okay, I thought I lost you. Hold on a second. There we go. I need my reading glasses here. Lloyd, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking. Billy Dalton of the Knickerbockers. Hopefully it's still his number. We hope it's his number. It was his number about 2 years ago.
He sounds like Billy Dalton, actually.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, so anyway, if it is you, God bless you.
And you could read up about what you missed by Googling Lloyd Thaxton and reading his blog sometime in the next couple of days. You'll find out all about this crazy Dave the Rave radio interview. And one of the nuttiest things I did, which is call a guy in Chicago at about 2 o'clock in the morning his time. But it was Lloyd's idea!
Yeah, it was my idea.
You know, this guy's going to return the favor. He's going to call me one day at about 3 o'clock in the morning and say, I'll fix that guy.
Well, we're not leaving a number, so that's okay.
Well, he knows it, unfortunately. I had to show it on his caller ID in order to get through.
Well, if you hear from him, be sure and let me know.
Anyway, but it's really Lloyd Thaxton, Billy. And I know you'd want to hear from Lloyd Thaxton, and we're going to hang up on Billy. So, Billy, we hope you're well, and do get in touch. It's dave@davetherave.com. Okay, I think we've...
The greatest calls I ever got. We'll appreciate this. I came home one afternoon, this was several years ago, and there was a message on my machine. I picked it up, and this is the exact message. It said, Lloyd Thaxton. This is James Brown, the godfather of soul. God bless you. Goodbye. And that was it. That was it. No number, nothing. Now, I did talk to him, maybe a month after that, because he was in L.A. doing a concert, and I called him up and, you know, talked to him over the phone at the hotel. And he, you know, he admitted that he had done that. And I kept saying, why did you leave a phone number? And he said, you didn't have to call me back. I just called you up and say, God bless you. And I wish I had that. You know, I never saved it. I thought, isn't this great? You know, and then I erased it, and I thought, why did I erase this?
Yeah, the amazing thing is that, you know, if you think about it, if somebody ever, you know, put out, like, a CD of, like, cool answer, I had a message that from Dion one time, and it's where I wanted for so long to get an interview with Dion. And the record company would never deliver. They said, oh, he's not going to do your show. He's turned down the New York Times. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He's not going to do your show. And then it turned out that a connection I had with the Bruce Springsteen band said, oh, you want to talk to Dion? Dion loves Bruce Springsteen. I'll just call him up and tell him you spoke with me, and he'll talk to you. And sure enough, he did, and he used to sing to me over the telephone. We'd sing together, and sometimes he would leave me these crazy messages on my machine. And I thought they were cool, and I had them saved. And one day, there was a power outage, and it was like one of those digital answer machines,
mm-hmm.
and all was lost. It's like, damn, I should have recorded them on something else.
Well, listen.
Tonight's been a magical night. I don't know if we, hopefully, the listeners have enjoyed themselves tonight, and if not, you know what we say to them, right, Lloyd?
I gotta tell you.
You say, so what?
Yeah, so what? It was a wonderful evening for me, and I loved all the stuff that you did. I loved the way you put it together. It was really great for my ego, to have all those people say those nice things, and I think people enjoyed listening the way the show was put together and the way that, I mean, all those people that just want to hear music, they can hear music anytime. When do they get a chance to hear stuff like this?
And when can they hear Lloyd Thaxton?
Well, they can hear even more than Lloyd Thaxton. But you know, you kind of have a little bit more talk into music radio, and maybe we talk too much, but, you know, eventually you get it.
So what?
And it's really great. But I really appreciate it. Dave the Rave, and I look forward to us doing it again sometime.
And yes, hopefully I feel like I've made a new friend tonight. I think that's more important than anything else for me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it too.
The way we closed out, and by the way, once again, folks, it's just Google Lloyd Thaxton. He's got a blog. Any comments you need to make of me, it's Dave at DaveTheRave.com, and there was a special way that they closed out all the shows. We talked about it earlier, and it's your closing theme. It was, I guess, the Bill Black combo. Although there are several versions, I guess, of this closing theme. Hopefully, we've got the right Bill Black version here. Of course, Bill Black. Yeah. But Lloyd, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it.
And a good evening to you. And if nobody liked it, I say, so what?
My name is Lloyd Thaxton.
So what?
We'll be right back.
One of those great Lost 45s out of Chicago. Of course, if you live in Chicago, it's not a Lost 45 for sure. It's a big top 10 record. It's called Love You So Much by the New Colony 6. And, of course, earlier tonight, we played, early part of the program, we played our Discovery of the Week. And we like to play the Discovery twice, because if you love the record and you're just discovering the record, it's always good to hear it a second time. So for those of you who might have missed our Discovery earlier tonight, let's do it one more time.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Dithering just digs this 45. Group called the Quadrangle on the Philips record label.
The sky's falling, and I gotta run now. Why gotta give me away somehow? I hear it calling, even when I'm sleeping. Oh, I pick a face out of the crowd.
She's a familiar sound. She's a familiar sound. She's a familiar sound.
No. The sky's falling. My head is rumbling. Why can't hold it off much longer? Once she's not with me, and you know I'll just be free. I feel that girl got me anyhow.
She's a familiar sound.
I can't take it.
She's a familiar sound.
She's too much.
She's a familiar sound.
I swore that I would never love no one until a sky fell from above. You know she just tears it down. Everything about this girl turns me on. And even though she says she really did me, there's a little force inside that I keep saying, brother, you sell too fast, you need help. So why don't somebody help me? What's I do to him? So please, why, please?
That is one intense 45. A lot of great screaming in the record. The Quadrangle. And She's Too Familiar Now. And from the Quadrangle to these guys, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Nothing going on around here that hasn't gone on all year. Stay
when I'm out and about.
Definitely want to thank my great guest tonight, Lloyd Thaxton, and all the people who called in. We were out and about with all of you tonight. What a great time. Day of the Rave, my Relics of Rarity show. Sonny Edwards. For all the teener collectors out there, it's called Toy Balloon. for the record, that's for sure. From 1966, Francis Nero on the Motown subsidiary of the Soul record label. It's called Keep On Loving Me. Here's a record that I loved as well. Couldn't find it when it came out. I had to go to Colony Records in New York, but I got it at Colony Records. I do. I feel it. Might be in the middle of the night. That's the best time to feel that love. Linda Carr on the Ranwood record label. I think that's the problem. I think nobody expected that kind of a great song on the Ranwood label, the label that brought you things like Quentin's Theme and I forget who was the big artist on Ranwood. Was it like Lawrence Welk or something like that? I Feel Love coming on. Linda Carr's a song that was written actually by Mr. Barry White. Barry White did the record. I think he might have produced the record as well. Let me just check the 45 itself. Arranged and conducted by John DeAndrea. And Barry White is a co-writer on the song. A good version of the song, but not as good as Linda Carr. Jay and the Techniques, the group that brought you Keep the Ball Rolling and Apple's Peaches and the Pumpkin Pie, they actually did a pretty cool version of that song as well. Write it down. Get the record. Ranwood label. Linda Carr, I Feel Love Coming On. Feel something coming on.
All through this song, I sleep this night, I hear my neighbors talking.
Keep on loving,
saying that out of my life, into another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, break me, when it's over.
When it's over,
tell me that I'm feeling, and wake me when it's say I love it, what it used to be, and every one knows.
interview, it's over. It is. I think we set a record for that interview. I don't think I've ever done an interview before where we started at 11 o'clock and finished at 3 o'clock in the morning. 4 hours with Mr. Lloyd Thaxton. And I'm not even tired. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. And, of course, we'd love to get your comments on that interview. Dave@DaveTheRave.com.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
It's a crackly 45, but I had to play it. One of these days I'll find a better copy.
When I'm down to my last cent, every single penny spent, I take my baby walking through the city. At every fancy store we pass, we press our noses to the glass and dream about the things we'll have someday.
Shot 45. Richie Adams, former lead singer of the Fireflies on the Congress record label. Every window in the city, every dream will come true. Of course, we could always buy those dreams.
She told me there was no one else like the rumors say. But I saw her in the show with him just the other day. How could she do it?
course, a lot of my dreams came true tonight. I mean, you know, it's incredible. I mean, ask any of the disc jockeys here at this radio station or any radio station. You know, go ahead, ask Hi-Fi Tim. He's out there tonight. Ask Jangle Pop and Ramtown Mike and all the disc jockeys out there. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we were kids. We watched Thaxton on TV. You know, I won't tell you what I thought about the Shangri-Las when I was a kid and when I was a teenager and even years later. But Howard Kalin of the Turtles and Bob Moran of the Happenings, Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las, woo! That is, to me, not only a dream for sale, it's a dream come true tonight. What a great night we had. And I guess we thank Lloyd Thaxton. And, you know, I want to say special thanks to Gary in Minnesota. Pretty incredible guy. Has incredible knowledge about the music. And he made a lot of great things happen for me without even trying. I mean, he mentions a disc jockey called the Rayman out on KLDJ out in Duluth, Minnesota. I checked his blog. He had a lot of cool records on his blog, on his playlist. I sent him a note saying, hey, keep up the good work. Rayman checks out my website and says, hey, do you want a job? So, indirectly, Gary made it all happen. Gary had been corresponding with Lloyd Thaxton. He said, you know, he mentioned the name, I think, and I said, yeah, I'd like to, I should do an interview with Lloyd. He said, well, yeah, you know, here's the email. You know, I talked to Lloyd, get in touch with the guy, and I did. And, from that email, and, for all I know, all these people who called tonight are probably because of Gary. He is connected to all the stars out there, so, go ahead. Give Gary from Minnesota a pat on the back. Dreams, dream boy, dream, and they may come true. I love this record too. I love all the records. These are the Four Preps.
How do you think she cares for you? 'Cause you dance a dance or two. Go on and dream,
dream boy, dream.
Just because you walked her home. Your dream, she's your own. Go on and dream,
boy,
dream. Oh, her kiss and her sigh seem so unbelievable. A fool in love is so deceivable. There you go, still dreaming tall. Guess you don't hear me at all. Go on and dream, boy, dream.
Some of the many dreams that I guess when we have when we're younger, you know, dreams of, you know, playing records on the radio and meeting some of the rock stars that you adore that you bought records with when you were a kid. Who knows? You know, I guess I'll dream about American Jukebox being a hit radio show one of these days as well as we, believe it or not, start to record again this coming Thursday. Thursday will be our first planning session for American Jukebox in 2007. So, Tommy James and I, who knows, maybe we'll have our hit radio show after all. What a lovely evening it was tonight. Once again, thanks to everybody and thanks to Lloyd Thaxton.
This is a love.
sound like Bob Miranda to you, huh? The Four Graduates is on the record, Rust record label. Lovely way to spend an evening. And I should mention, I forgot to mention earlier, I got so tied up with the interview tonight, that next Saturday night I will be probably a little bit late. Not too late, but just a little bit late because my daughter, who made all Shore Chorus 4 years in a row, she's got a big chorus recital next Saturday evening. So I'm going to guess somewhere around 10:30 in the evening. I'll have to pay Johnny G a little bit extra to stick around for another half hour or so.
This is Dave the Rave.
Saturday night.
More than just the hits, Saturday night.
The group that brought you I Can't Shake This Feeling, the Carmel. Styrene presses on the MGM record label. Give me a vinyl 45 of that. It's called They Didn't Believe Me, the Carmel. They had a hit record, well, sort of a hit record, called I Can't Shake This Feeling. And the group hailed from around the Westfield Scotch Plains area of New Jersey. The Carmel, it's Day of the Raves Relics and Rarities Show. One for Judy.
Oh,
That's a 45 that I'd love to see on eBay one of these days. That's not going to go for 200. That'll go for a lot more than that, though, I'm afraid. Ray Vaughn's on the Lori record label. Goes out to my favorite, one of my favorite listeners out there, that's for sure. Our loyal, our lovable, we love her to death. And, of course, her name is Judy.
Saturday night, you know there's nothing that I'd rather do than tune in my radio to the Dave the Rave Show. Run my heart now, don't let her catch you. We both know just what she's been doing.
I have to give the 45 back to Johnny G. I think I'll keep it out of his no humidity basement there. Bobby Comstock and the Counts there. Love the record on the Lorne label. It's called Run My Heart. As we come to the end of another Relics and Rarities show, I'm going to play you one of my all-time favorites. I love this guy. I got to go see him in concert again. Johnny Rivers.
I nearly lost myself trying to be someone else. All of my life I've been playing the game. Gotta get out of myself, it seems. Life's not passing by have a need to identify. All of us want to be satisfied. Few people seem to care. Living a life that leads nowhere. Nobody takes the time.
look to your soul. Look to your soul.
Johnny Rivers probably never wrote a bad song in his life. Whew, I think I loved almost everything he did. Look to your soul. Of course, we examined our soul. We looked into our past, some of the present, some of the future tonight. And once again, just a great night. I apologize. I know some of you out there love to hear those crazy records. But every now and then, when you get an opportunity to talk to Lloyd Thaxton and Lloyd Thaxton's many guests who we had on the show, we talked to Tommy James, Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las, Howard Kalin of the Turtles, Bob Miranda of the Happenings, Johnny Madera of the Spokesman, Diane Renee. I may have missed somebody that we had on the show tonight, but it was just a fun night, and I wish you could have all talked to them as I did, because it was like a dream come true. But thank you all. There is no show, there's no Relics of Rarity. As I said this many times before, it's the listener out there. It's somebody who cares about the things that I care about, and it will stay up until the wee hours of the morning to tune in. It's people like you that really make it all worthwhile, and I thank you all so very much. Once again, I should have mentioned this earlier, but sometimes you get caught up. We have a lot of really cool shows here at Top Shelf Oldies, so you should stop back. If you're new to the station, check back on almost every evening, except for perhaps Thursday at the present time. We've got a live show. Hi-Fi Tim, of course, does a phenomenal job on Monday night, so you want to check out the Hi-Fi Party. Of course, Tuesday, the DC Dynamos with the Time Machine program. You've got, and this coming Tuesday, I believe, is Gary Mitchell. Is that the first Tuesday, or is it still January? But it's either... Might be Gary Mitchell this coming Tuesday. I was leaving the chat room. No, I guess they've gone to bed. But Wednesday night, of course, you got Ramtown Mike with the Rock and Pop Connection. Another wild and crazy show that you don't want to miss. Friday night, Stuart Weiss with the Pop Shop program. And, of course, Saturday, it's Relics of Rarities from 10 until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, right before my show. So get here early. It's Johnny G with the Vinyl Treasure program. And next Saturday night, Johnny G, we may get him to spend a little bit longer because, as I said, I'll be attending an event of my daughter. But tune in. Saturdays from 8 o'clock until the wee, wee hours of the morning. If there's something you'd like to hear on a future Relics of Rarity show, it's dave@davetherave.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your comments on the show. If you want to be a guest on a future show, dave@davetherave.com. Only if you made a record, though, or if you're cute. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.
Jersey, there's this guy named Dave.